This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is working to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with ex-President Donald Trump. He is not the debater he used to be, Biden conceded in a rally Friday in North Carolina. Here's why, according to AP correspondent Josh Boak, it would be tough for Democrats to replace Joe Biden on the presidential ballot.
Immediately after his lackluster performance, where he struggled at times to say what he had done in ways that people could understand, Democrats were saying, is this 81-year-old the right person to be at the top of the ticket? And you're seeing a lot of hand-wringing by candidates, by pundits, and by many voters who want someone who can fight for them and pose a real challenge to Donald Trump.
And since the beginning of the war between Israel, Hamas, and Gaza, Israel has arrested about 15,000 Palestinians in both the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinians say detention conditions have worsened and many detainees are tortured. Israel maintains that it abides by international law. Linda Gradstein reports from the West Bank city of Ramallah.
Most of the Gazans are held at Sde Tamon, an Israeli military base near Gaza, where released detainees said they spent most of their time handcuffed and blindfolded. Zaghari says at least 36 have died as a result of bad conditions and torture there.
They didn't allow for the Red Cross to visit the prisoners. They beat them every time. Hundreds of them facing from broke hands or legs.
Israel's top military prosecutor says that 70 investigations